Blog Talk Radio.
What's poppin', people? It's your man, C Major. About to get it on poppin'. Got a great show for you today, as we always do. We got my man, Mr. Dario Wonder, out of CA. So we're definitely going to get into his business a little bit. We also have Shay Lynn from PricelessSwag.com. She's going to be in the second half of the show. So we got a great show for you today. Also, we're going to get into the politics, as we always do. We're going to let y'all know what's going on in hip-hop. But you know what it is, man. It's Wednesday. We got now radio. Jimmy and C-Major. I'll let you, boy.
I thought I told you. I'm a mogul.
Heads up, here we come, y'all live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears moving right to the deck. This is true hip hop, old school flip flop. With a new school twist, just admit it's hot. To the clock, tick tock, and you don't stop. Down in the street, taking over the whole block. Lock to the boys, we need to make more room. Move, get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door. With sports, new music, movies, awards too. You've never seen nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating fact from fiction. And who's who? What was it that I did? When going backstage, you ain't getting tax admissions. Better switch gears, this here's a fast addiction. Listen, process is term to progress. We got that, we don't care who got that.
All right, people, we are back. Chimancy Majors, we got now radio. Really quick, definitely going to get into my guest, Mr. Dario Wonder. Like I said, we're going to get into his business a little bit. But before I do that, really quick, you know, we're getting into the political thing. Make sure if you haven't done so in your state, you're still eligible in your state, register to vote. You can log on to our site, hiphopourway.com. The right-hand side, you'll see a link to the register to vote. Won't take you away from the site. It's a nice, clear pop-up. We teamed up with Rock the Vote to give you guys that, or you can log directly onto our radio page on the site, which is wegotnow.hiphoparway.com. And also, we'll obviously be watching the presidential debate starting about 9 o'clock, so I want to get all that stuff out the way. Also, if you have any questions as we're going along, I need to start shouting out this number more. Hit us up. It's 646-200-4965. So if you have any questions for any of our guests, make sure you hit us up, 646-200-4965. Now, that being said, let's get our guest on the line. Let's get into his business a little bit. Mr. Dario Wonder, how you doing, sir?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, man, I can't complain, man. Just trying to stay busy.
I got to ask you a question. How is the weather out there, man?
Oh, man, you know it's nothing like California weather.
Oh, man, you're killing me.
It's nothing like California weather, man. It's about 80 degrees.
Okay. Well, we weren't too bad today. We touched 80 a little bit. We tickled it a little bit today, so it wasn't too bad.
Okay.
We just tickled it, though.
What's it looking like out there, man?
It's the crazy part of the year where one day it's 80 degrees and the next day it's 50 degrees, so
yeah.
You kind of just got to roll with the punches. You know, we out here in D.C., so it just is what it is.
That's kind of like how it is in the Bay. That's like how it is in the Bay. Yep, so I'm used to that same thing, too.
Okay, that's what's up. Yeah. Well, obviously we didn't get you a lot talking about the weather, but I just had to know. Definitely wanted to get in and make sure we talk about your album, your nomination for the Blossom Magazine Awards.
All
right. I really just kind of wanted to understand you as an artist. Like I said, we've been fortunate enough to have a lot of great artists on, and I think you fall within that same realm of other quality artists we had on. So the first question, it's always a simple one just to get started, but what got you started in music?
What got me started in music was I was actually a part of a dance company, part of an entertainment company, dance
mm-hmm.
company. In Oakland by the name of New Style Motherlode, and a cat that actually one of the founders of that group, Corey Action, he kind of got me started in the whole music thing, recording, and he put me in a group with him, and he just kind of showed me the ropes about music, because I'm a dancer, I came up dancing, That's my background. My mother's a dancer, so I've been dancing all my life. But as far as the music, like I didn't really have any guidance, or I didn't have anybody to show me the ropes in that. And I was very interested in it, you know, songwriting and recording and being an artist myself. So he kind of showed me the ropes and, you know, and introduced me to the whole side of becoming and being a recording artist.
Right.
Yeah. So I would say, yeah, that's what got me started in music is being a new style motherlode and just kind of diving headfirst into everything, the songwriting and the recording and, you know, just honing in on my own skills and making myself better as an artist since I think I started that at 16 or 17. So.
Okay. And you talked about the dancing aspect because you're a choreographer as well, right?
Yes,
or you've done that. I don't know about now. If you ever that was one of the things you've done before.
Yeah, that's something that I still do often.
Okay. And I said that to say this. You said your mom was a major influence on you because she was a dancer. What other influences, or was she the main one because you kind of saw her growing up? That's what she did.
Well, as far as you know, just performing in general, entertaining. That was my main influence. I mean, you know, I was like any other kid. I was into Michael Jackson and MC Hammer and the people that I saw on TV. But
right.
What brought the whole entertaining thing and dance thing to reality was my mother. I used to always go to rehearsals and shows with her, and you know, not really knowing that I was going to be a dancer or entertainer. Mm-hmm. But when you're just around it, it just gets into you. I played sports when I was a kid, so that's what I was into. But, you know, me being around this dance thing and performing my whole life as a kid, once I got into it, it was kind of already in my blood. It was in my system, so therefore it was easy for me to do. It came natural.
Right. Since we're talking about you being a kid, I think it's always important to know a person's upbringing. And like you said, sports was a major influence. Major, you know, thing in your life. What else would you say? What are those things that shaped you, not just as musically, but as a person, the person that you are now? What are those things that kind of shaped you into
that? I think what makes me the person I am now, you know, what influenced me was definitely music, definitely family, a sense of family, a sense of realness. I think that's like a main thing, one of the main things that makes me who I am is a sense of realness, a sense of family, always knowing where I came from, and if everything was gone tomorrow, what's going to be there, which is my family, which is my home. So I think that's one of my strongest things about the person who I am today is family. So I think music and family and sports and just my community and my friends, the people who I grew up around and who raised me, just really, you know, made me to the person that I am today. Growing up in Berkeley, you see everything. Growing up in the Bay Area, you see everything. So you get a good sense of realness. You get a sense of everything. You know, so it's a lot of different cultures, a lot of different races. You know, the music, the food, everything. You get to see everything. So now that I'm an adult, I'm very open-minded about everything that's around me, you know. Not closed-minded to anything. So that in return, that gets portrayed in my music and any other art that I may be doing.
Right. Well, tell us about the music scene in the Bay, because not necessarily the music scene, but the hustle. Because from what I've been told, unfortunately, I've never been out that way, but from what I've been told from people who are from there and different interviews I had, it's like a hustle capital of the world. Like, everyone is hustling. Like, it's no waiting for anybody to give you anything out there.
Yeah, man. I mean, you basically got to make it happen yourself until somebody else sees what you can do.
Right.
That meaning that the industry isn't in the Bay Area. A lot of talented artists are in the Bay Area. I mean, this town is filled with talented singers, rappers, actors, producers, you name it. I mean, it's filled with it. but the industry isn't down here. So therefore, you got to make your own hustle. You got to do your own shows. You got to get out there and, you know, and take dance classes and singing classes and, I mean, you know, fund your own albums, put your own albums out, fund your own shows. I mean, anything you got, you have to do to show people what you do. So therefore, you gain supporters, you gain fans, you get, you know, people start looking like, oh, okay, well, you know, I like this cat. You know, he's got a song that I heard. Let's go see him perform. Oh, he throws, you know, he does a great show. He's performing here tonight. Let's go over there and see him. So you got to, you know, that's what a hustle is. You got to do your own thing and, you know, put your own stuff out. Let people see what you can do until somebody, you know, that can help you get to that next level comes along and helps you out. But, I mean, until then, you got to, you got to do what you got to do.
Right, right. Because the hustle's so strong out there, what do you feel separates you from everyone else? Because, you know, I mean, if everyone's hustling, it has to be, you got to have that blue magic in a sense. You know what I'm saying? That other
right.
stuff.
Right,
people are
right.
kind of drawing to you. So what do you think separates you from the masses?
Well, what I thrive on is the visual, is my stage performance, is the live performance aspect of me being an artist. So if they may hear one of my songs and be like, oh, yeah, it's cool, you know, they won't feel the same about that song if they see me perform it live, guaranteed.
Right.
I know because I put everything behind the live performance, you know, because I see myself as a visual artist, as an entertainer. So to whereas other artists may be more vocal, more, you know, their vocals may be more soulful or just their whole style of their music may be more soulful, may touch you more. I know that when you come see me perform, that you're going to leave that show feeling differently about, you know, how you felt about me as a person, as an artist, me as, you know, my music, and so on. I thrive big on my performances, so that's where I put a lot of my heart and soul into is the live shows because, I mean, you know, anybody could write a hit or perform a hit, but people want to see what you can do live. People want to see what
right.
type of capabilities you have live. And then they'll take you seriously as an artist. You know what I mean?
Right.
The biggest artists, if they get on TV and they tank, then guaranteed people are going to be like, oh, that, you know, they're not real or they can't sing or they can't really dance. It's all studio. But if you show them
right.
that you can do it for real in the studio and live, then it's, you know, you got them.
All right, let's do this. No, I didn't mean to cut you off. Finish it up.
So me saying that, I think what sets me apart from, you know, some of the other artists, some of the other up and coming artists in the Bay Area and just around, is the live performance aspect of Daria Wonder.
Okay, cool. This is what we're going to do. Since we're talking about the live performance, I really want to talk about your performance at the Velocity Magazine Awards here in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, let's get into your joint. We're going to play that, and then we're going to talk about the album Wonderland. We're going to talk to you a little bit about that. And
okay.
The name of the song, I want to make sure I get this right, is Grown Man Business. It ain't business.
Business.
It's business.
Business, man. Business.
So for all you who want to go Google it or whatever, it's business. As B-I-D-N-E-S-S.
Yeah, you got to have a little style to everything that you do. So, you know, it could be business, but there's no fun in business. You say business and it's, you know, it's a little
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, we got a caller. Before I get into the joint, let's talk to this caller.
Okay.
Make sure we get them on before we go to the joint. 443, how can we help you? 443, can you hear me? 443, can you hear me? Okay, there you go. Hung up. All right, so we're going to go back into this joint. This is Daria Wonder called Grown Man Business. So if you Google it, it's business, B-I-D-N-E-S-S. We'll be right back.
I love
just like Niagara. We get it flowing, girl. You need to give me a chance to be the lady I want you to.
People, we are back. That was Mr. Dario Wonder. That joint's called Grown Man Business. Make sure y'all get it right. Trying to make sure we got him back on the line. Tell us a little bit about that joint right there and the concept and how it all came together.
Well, the song is actually written by a cat that I work with out here in the Bay by the name of Aristotle the Great. The concept behind the song is real simple. Just coming at a female and just in a real way, just in a this is what it is. No matter how, I'm not really into the material things, or you ain't gotta look like a supermodel. You could be, the girl next door type of lady. That's not really what I'm really into, I like you for what you are. You don't, have to, be a supermodel or anything. You just be who you are. And I don't know, it's kind of just a reflection of my style and what turns me on in women
right.
in general. So.
All right, I got you. All right, we got another caller from the 443. We're going to try it again. We're going to see if they hang up on me again. 443, what's really good?
Hi, Dario. This is Crystal Carter calling from the D.C. Baltimore area.
All right.
And I see that I see that you're going to be coming to D.C. soon. Is
yes,
that something
ma'am.
I can buy tickets for?
You can buy tickets for the Velocity Magazine Awards. You know what? I'm not sure of where you can get them from, but if you log on to their MySpace, I know they have a MySpace.
Yeah, you can
page.
Actually purchase them on their MySpace. It's I believe it's MySpace.com / Velocity Magazine Awards. You can purchase.
Oh, okay. Well, I love your CD. I love your music, so I just want to call in and tell you to keep up the good work.
I appreciate that. Thank
okay.
you so much. I hope to see you out at the show.
I hope so, too.
All right, Mom.
Bye.
Let me ask you a question I always like to ask artists, especially new artists, because I think they keep it real with you. How does that feel? You know,
man,
someone that you've probably never met just say, you know, they love what you do.
It's a huge compliment, man, and I'm humbled by it every time because, I mean, as an artist, you never know if somebody's going to like your work, no matter what you're doing. If you're
mm-hmm.
You know, singer, rapper, or if you dance, or, you know, if you do art, you never know what people how people are going to take your art. So it just feels good that somebody enjoys what you work so hard for, you know. So it's a
right.
good feeling. I'm
right.
humbled by it every time.
Let's talk about your latest project, which is called Wonderland, correct?
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about the feel of the album and when people after the show, because they're going to go and buy like 5 copies apiece. After they do that, tell them what they can expect from that project.
Well, it's my first project. So what I wanted to do with the Wonderland album was take people on a journey, like a fantasy journey. You know, I just wanted the album to have some type of concept behind it. You know,
mm-hmm.
I just didn't want to put together like 14 songs and just, you know, goes from start to finish and they're good songs, but there's no concept behind it. So it's like a fantasy. It kind of takes after the whole Alice in Wonderland storyline with the intros and everything. And I think it's just, you know, just a new twist, just something new for R&B music and hip hop music and pop music. It's a lot of good love making songs on that album, and it's a little something for you to dance to. So I just wanted to take people on a visual journey as well. They once they put it in and they listen to it, they can come up with whatever they want to in their mind. Whatever, you know, whatever visuals they have in their mind they could come up with. But I definitely wanted to take them on some type of trip with this album. So that's, you know, Wonderland just stands for, you know, you put it in and you just wonder what happens, you know, wonder how you feel, you know, when you listen to the music and I hope that, you know, it takes people on that same journey that I wanted it to go on. So
right. Tell me, what's your favorite song on the album?
My favorite song, I have two.
Okay.
One is Let's Get Away, and the other one is Can I Touch You? Those
okay,
are,
tell
those
us about
them.
Yep.
Let's Get Away. Let's Get Away is like, it's a love song, but I just like everything about that song. I like the vibe of it. It's not too slow. It's not too fast. It's got a real chill vibe to it. I like the concept behind that song. I was really happy with what I came up with. Just the harmonies, what the song is talking about, how the song flows. It's just one of my favorite songs on the album. I was real happy with how that song came out and how it sounds and everything. And then Can I Touch You is also another one of my favorite ones because it's a real personable song. It's a real like one-on-one with about a woman. I'm not particularly talking about one woman. I'm talking about kind of just took into account different things that I like about different women
okay.
and put it into one song and kind of described that one superwoman. So just everything from the eyes to the hair to the feet to the back to everything about a woman's body. I just really wanted to describe it in perfect detail.
Okay, you have some women who are listening right now and they just got really frustrated. I'm just letting you know. I'm giving you a heads up. I don't want to hear it. I mean, I'm just, you know, they're getting emotional over here.
I just wanted to describe the how the experience, how I enjoy the experience of being around women, how it really, I just enjoy it. I love women, so I wanted to describe in as much detail as I possibly could the reason why I love a woman, how I love women and how I love everything about a woman's body. So
look, I'm not mad at you at all.
And it's nothing for kids. This is grown man business.
Right, it's
here,
a grown man.
So.
It's grown man business
right here. So you know, I'm a grown man, and I can, you know, and hopefully grown people listen to my music, so they can feel what I'm talking about when they listen to Can I Touch.
Nah, I'm with you 100% because I ain't gonna lie. If I could sing for real, it'd be a rap. Any chance I get. But before we go into my next question, we have a caller from the 240. Caller, you on the line? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to let you know that the show is great, and I think Mr. Wonder's CD is great. But you want to know who else I think is great?
Who's that?
Anthony Anderson. I think Anthony Anderson.
I had a feeling.
For doing such a wonderful show, putting together, bringing together all these artists. I think he could be compared, like, I've heard some people say that he can be compared as Christ-like,
ooh,
you know, but, you know, if I was him.
Mr. Anderson is definitely the man, in the D.C.
Yeah,
area. If you don't know, D.C., if you don't know Mr. Anderson, you need to know Mr. Anderson. That's Mr.
I mean, he all right. I ain't going to struggle about ego. He all right.
Anyway, in case they haven't guessed, this is Anthony Anderson, the creator of the Velocity Magazine Awards. I'm listening to the show. I just wanted to give a shout-out to Dario and to all of the nominees. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be a great show. Not to cut into Dario's time, so Dario, see you when you get here. Listen to the show. C Major, congratulations on the nomination. See you on the red carpet, and all the other artists, definitely be at the ARC November the 15th and pick up Dario's CD, Wonderland. That's great.
Thanks. I appreciate you, man.
Not a problem. Holler at me later.
I'll see you soon, bro.
Yes.
All right,
cool.
Yes, sir. Now, he think he going to get away like that. He know he going to be on the show. I don't know why he's front.
Anthony is a cool dude, man.
Yeah, he's hilarious. But you know, we're definitely gonna have Anthony on the show. As y'all can see, he's a funny guy. So y'all make sure y'all look out for that. We're gonna have him definitely have him on the show. One thing I wanted to talk about, since we're talking about the Velocity Magazine Awards, tell us about the performance, because you stressed so hard that your performance is off the hook. So give us a little bit. We don't want to know the whole thing because we all want to be surprised. But give us a little something. Something to hold on to.
Well, basically, it's going to be, you're going to have fun. You're not going to be able to sit in your seat. You're going to have to get up, and you're going to have to move your body a little bit because we're going to be dancing all night. That's all I'm going to say.
Man, y'all don't be giving me nothing, man. I be trying to pull it out of y'all and get that exclusive, you know, never heard, seen before.
Okay. I got you. Look, this right here, this is for people who have.
I want to know if you're going to have flying little people around. I want to know if it's going to be elephants like T-Pain.
Man.
I want to know something.
I think, I wish I could, but, you know, sometimes less is more. So what we're going to do is, this is for the people who have the album, we're going to get a grown man on, and we're going to dance a little bit. We're going to dance a little bit. We're going to dance all night, and we're going to get a grown man on. So you take that, take it for what it is. I'm trying to give you a couple of clues to what I'll be performing that night. But we're just going to have some fun. From my understanding, Anthony wants me to open up the show. So, you know, I'm just going to basically try.
You got a lot of pressure.
I do. I got to get that energy up, and I got to set the tone for the night. So I'm up for the challenge, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm juiced to get out there and to do our thing.
That's a very good look right there. But, I want to say, first of all, I appreciate you coming on.
Man,
hope you had a good time.
I
hope you had a good time. Before we let you go, got to let you shout out your MySpace, because everybody's going to go there right now. They're going to purchase like 6 albums a piece, because you need one for your car. You need 2 for your car, because if you're balling, you're supposed to have 2. Even though the SUV stays at home now, because gas prices are crazy, so I understand. But you might be watching it, so you need one in there. 2 in your house, 1 in your den, 1 in your bedroom, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to have to adjust that, fellas, you know what I'm talking about. And then one just to put on your iPod, so it's on your laptop. So you need like 5 or 6 of them. So let them know your MySpace. let them know all your info so they can make sure they purchase the CD.
All right, well, this is Dario Wonder. You can catch me on MySpace, myspace.com/DarioWonder, D-A-H-R-I-O, Wonder, W-O-N-D-E-R. You can get my album. I'm on iTunes. You know, if you don't want the whole thing, you could buy a song for 99 cents. So you could buy two they're 99 cents a piece. So if you don't want the whole album, you know, get a couple songs that you
may like.
Want
it. They want the whole album. It's a story. You can't miss part of the story.
You can't miss part of the story. You're right, man. So, but I'm saying that any support is appreciated. If you know, if it's a little bit or if it's a lot, any and all support is appreciated over here. So iTunes, CDBaby.com, my album is on there. Yahoo Music, the whole nine. But check your boy out. If you're on MySpace, add me on as a friend. I'll keep you posted to upcoming shows. I'm working on my second album right now, so I'll keep you posted on the new music and everything. Stay in touch with your boy.
No doubt, man. Well, we look forward to seeing you out here on the other side of the coast, on the other coast. Definitely look forward to chopping it up with you at the Velocity Magazine Awards, and you have a good one, man.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate it, man.
No problem.
See you soon, bro.
All right. That was Mr. Dario Wonder. We had some grown man business talk, and that's BIDNESS. So make sure y'all get it right. We're going to get right into it, man. We have a lot of great guests today, and I want to make sure everybody has an equal amount of time to talk and to kind of get in their business as well. So let me open up the line. We got Ms. Shaylin on the line. What's really good?
What's up?
How you doing?
How you guys doing? And it's Shaylin.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, I hope I'm not chopping your name. I'm not chopping her name. It's Shaylin. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I apologize.
First one I got wrong.
I'm usually pretty good at that.
Yeah, my name is Sharon Lane, but, you know, you put it together, it's Shaylin. So that's
Okay, so Shaylin.
Yeah, there you go.
What's your nickname?
What did you say?
What's your nickname?
Shaylin, that's my nickname.
Oh, so the nickname is Shaylin. So you don't make easy on nobody, do you?
I mean, Sharon Lane. How boring is that?
I'm messing with you. No, we really wanted to have you on. We understand you have a movement as well that you're doing. So we always, you know, anybody that's about positive stuff and positive movement, we always feel, you know, we have no problem having them on the show. So we want to talk about your website, which is priceofswag.com. And just kind of, first of all, let's talk about where did the concept come from? What made you decide to do this?
Okay, it's a funny story. Well, you know how, like, on MySpace, there's, like, crews, you know, people have, like, BTU, you know, which is a Better Than You crew and all that. So, like,
right.
We started as a crew. So I was just like, yeah, we all have priceless swags. You know, it was like, you know, it's a teen thing. You know, I'm young. You know, it was like, yeah, they're going to do a crew. So everyone has a priceless swag and a valuable appearance. And, you know, like about 2 hours later, I was like, this is stupid. This is boring. And then I was like, let's do a magazine. You know, we're just like, let's do it on fashion. And then 3 hours later, I was just like, this is dumb. And then I was just like, okay, if we do a magazine, let's do something better than fashion. Let's do Undiscovered Talent. So, you know, once we do the Undiscovered Talent out, we got like 78 staff members within the first 3 days that wanted to be writers and promoters and stuff like that. So that's how the whole concept came. And then, like, I was like, a magazine? I mean, that's not enough for me. And that's when I thought about Blog Talk. I was like, oh, let's do a radio show. That still wasn't enough. I was like, let's do a website. 2 weeks later, we had a website. It was coded, designed, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we're working on our clothing line right now. And we have priceless ads also, so people can get ads on their MySpace pages so people can listen to their music.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, tell us a little bit about what it means as far as parts of swag and, you know, the radio show and the movement. What does it mean, and who are you trying to bring into your circle or your movement, if you will?
As, like, all undiscovered talent. So rappers, singers, models, filmmakers, like basically if you're undiscovered, you know, this is the home base for you, PricelessSwag.com. You know, we help promote anybody. As long as you're passionate, don't waste my time. I'm a pre-med student. So time is, you know, important to me. So don't waste my time, you know. My staff, my promoters, models and stuff like that, you know, they're all dedicated to helping us with this movement. So, like, I'm always open arms for anybody. You know, we're going to have a release party. So if you think that you, you know, you like, you know, you want to perform at our release party, you know, let me know. Stuff like that. Like, basically, it's just to help people because talent is priceless, you know. Because they have, like, songs out, like, where's the cookies at? You know, like, dumb stuff. Like, what is that? So, you know, like, I want real music to be heard. And some people are, like, if your mom or dad is not, like, already in the business, then you're it's a little harder for you. So that's what Priceless Swag is, to help undiscovered talent, basically, to get discovered.
Right. Who has the final say in who is on the website and all that? Is that you or is
yeah, that's me.
Something everyone can do? Okay, it's you.
Yeah.
So if you're whack, basically everything goes through you. You're the whack detector. Basically, is what's happening. You throw it out of there. That will go on.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
You know, I'm like nice about it, you know. Just like, oh, that's another thing. Like, we don't, well, I personally don't cuss. So, like, if you're going to email us your music for our radio show, you can't cuss or use the N-word. So, if you use the N-word or cussing, you're more likely to get thrown out of there. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this then. Tell us what is it that you do look for in an artist? For your site, or a film producer, or anybody, because you say you really deal with anybody who's undiscovered. What do you look for besides passion? We've kind of, I think to me that's an evident.
Basically, you got to be, like, different. I mean, you hear those, you know, you hear the club hitters about, oh, yeah, the girl is cute, let me go over there and talk to her. You hear that, like, you know, majority of the song is about that nowadays, so... Like, we're somebody that's unique, different. Not only, you know, you got to have that passion, but you got to be different. What makes you different than everybody else, basically? We look for, you know, something different. Something that not only will, something that can catch a record label or a photographer, a famous photographer, want to take your pictures. What makes you different? What can you bring to the table, basically?
If you have any questions, make sure you hit us up 646-200-4965. The lines are definitely open as always. Who's the hottest artist on your site right now?
The hottest artist?
Yep, the hottest artist on the site right now. Who's the one that you will ride with? Like, okay, I'm putting you out there. Okay, top five. You gotta give me something. Because you know there's one. There's always that one. There's always that one where you're like, yeah, I know they're about to get in.
No, I cannot do that. I would get like,
oh,
you're funny for it.
Okay, I'll let you off the hook. I don't let too many people off the hook, but I'll let you off the hook this one time. Because you know right now, that's why you were laughing.
Hit, like, no.
that's why you were laughing.
Honestly,
you know.
I think that like all the artists that I have is like hot, like, they have their own unique style.
Look,
like, I can be like, dang, I can be at the club listening to this right here. Like, this is hot. I had to, discover it already. What's going on?
I know it's election time. I know it's a good thing to be political. I know it's good to be political. And I'm going to respect you. I'm going to respect your judgment. But we all know there's somebody right now that you like, yeah, they got it right now. It's always, I mean, Destiny Child, they was a superstar in the group. You know what I mean? They was a good group. But we all know who the superstar was. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to let you fly. I'm not going to push you too hard. I had to ask, though. You talked briefly before about your support team.
Uh-huh.
And it's something that we always feel is very, very, very important. And it seems like you have kind of a unique story in how you – some of your support came about. Tell us about that, because I know a lot of people are listening saying, how can I go from a concept to having, you said you have how many people that's on your support team, your promoters?
Just for the first 3 days when we first started, we had 78. Now we have about 200+. This is just promoters. This is not including our writers and stuff like that. That's just 200
right.
promoters. As far
right.
as like you're gonna see. How? I mean, once I think that they saw that this was something different. So it was just like,
mm-hmm.
I gotta know about this. And once, you know, I'm the type of person that once I got something like oh, I told you the 2 hours later, then 3 hours later,
right, right,
came
right,
up with a new
right.
idea. That's, I don't know, they just knew. I don't know. I guess they just knew that it's something that's going to be successful and help people. And plus, once you're helping people, once you say that you're going to help people, then other people are willing to help also.
Right, right. Was it, because we like to educate as well on this show, so was it a situation where you just said, okay, we're going to put out a MySpace bulletin, or was it a situation where you said we're going to start this group and see what happens? What was the actual process of going from one day just being you and a couple of friends to 78 to where you're at now and 200 and some odd people?
It was more like, this is more like a word of a mouth type thing. It's just like, because anybody that supports us on MySpace has to put PSM in their headline, you know, so that I can know who they are, you know? Like, so they could stand out so I can know, oh, that's one of my promoters, you know, stuff like that. So basically, I guess they asked them, maybe it's, oh, what does PSM stand for? And then they tell them. You know,
okay.
I think it's more of a word of mouth type thing. And then once they say, oh, that's hot, and then they want to join too. But we don't just let anybody join too. And that's another thing that, yes, I am a very picky person.
Right.
When you want to be a promoter, you got to be serious. I mean, I understand school and all this stuff. I'm not saying that you have to, like, oh, it has to be all about price and swag, because, no, it does not have to be like that, no.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you can't just be want to do it because you want a free T-shirt or you want to get in the clubs for free or, you know, you want to get in our
right.
pictures or the magazine. No, it's not really like that. You know, usually the promoters are fans of some of our artists, something like that, or
mm-hmm.
because they know me or something like that, too. That's another thing that's how we got so many people to join us.
Okay. Okay, let me say this. I'm listening right now. I'm feeling what you're doing. I'm loving what you're doing. I want to be a promoter for your site. What do I have to do?
You can go to priceswag.com/Lane. That's S-H-A-L-A-N-E. And message me. But you have to get an account first because you got to sign up as a promoter. You got to
right.
sign up as a promoter. And get an account, and you message me and say that you want to, like, to be a promoter, and I'm going to ask you, you know, a couple of questions. Get to know you a little bit, because, you know, I do want to know the people, you know. I'm like, oh, okay, that's fine. Yeah, you can be a promoter and not know who my promoters are. Most likely, 98% I know my promoters on, like, a personal level. Like, they need help with their homework, you know. Oh, really? Well, Susan is it? You know, she's doing good at math, so, you know, I'm going to link up with her. I'm going to link you up with her. You know, that's the type. It's like a family, basically. And you go to my MySpace page, myspace.com/S_LANE06.
Mm-hmm.
And you message me on there as well. But we don't promote MySpace on priceswag.com. We promote priceswag.com.
Right, which makes sense.
priceswag.com.
Which definitely makes sense. Here's what we're going to do. I still have a couple questions for you, but I'm going to get into a song real quick. This is my man, J. Rome. It's called Against the Wall. I got a couple more questions for you because we're going to get our price of swag on. But this is my man, J. Rome. It's called Against the Wall. We'll be right back.
That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the freak.
Llama. J. Rome.
That's the sound of the police.
And she was.
Go. She's a freak. Yeah, she got me up against the wall. Doing homies like a felon. No, just did something wrong. Risking me down. Stripping me from me.
She moved it, got it.
J. Rome joint called Against the Wall. Very hot joint, so make sure y'all go look him up and cop that. Couple more questions before we let you go. One is, so far, what has been the most difficult part, or maybe something you weren't prepared for in creating your movement?
I would have to say the lack of support of my family. I wasn't prepared for that. I thought that starting something so, you know, helping other people, they would be like, oh, that's a good idea. And it really hasn't. Like, I mean, they don't support me with Price of Swag. No, not a little bit. Not an inch, anything. They don't support me when it comes down to Price of Swag. So I wasn't prepared for my family not supporting me, basically.
And how do you deal with that? Because I talk to a lot of people and say, you know, whether it be musically, whether they want to be an actor, whatever it might be, a lot of the times the family, the main people that you want to support you, don't. So how do you deal with that? And because you're going to love your family regardless, but it makes it really tough.
Yeah, you got to.
Right.
What I've done was, you know, I maintain my grades and stuff of that. So basically, not to say, you know, I can do school and do something else, not to throw it in their face, but, you know, I think, you know, just pray about it. Well, I'm a religious person, sorry. Just pray about it. That's what I've been doing, just praying. And, you know, maintaining my grades, showing that even though I'm doing all this work, I can still maintain my grades. So that's the basic, I mean, that's the reason why they don't support me. They think that, you know, it's going to mess up my grades and all this type of stuff.
Right.
But so basically, I've just been praying and maintaining my grades to prove that I can be in school and do this movement at the same time.
Right, right. Because you're pre-med, right?
Yes, sir.
Woo, lucky you. But let me ask you, this is going to be my final question for you. In a perfect world, what will Priceless Swag be in 5 years?
5 years?
Yeah.
Will be a record label. And have one of the best magazines out there. No, I'm just kidding. Our magazine won't be that hot, I don't think. I don't think our magazine will make it that far. But we will have a record label, and our clothing line will make it far, too. Oh, just so you guys know that we will have our magazine release January, and a magazine will be issued out every month starting in January, and it will be print and digital. But the magazine, I'm going to start home first, you know, my hometown first, and then I'm going to spread
right.
it out, you know. Yeah. So that's why I said that it won't make it as far as, you know, the record label and stuff like that. And then...
It won't if you
yeah.
keep saying that.
What did you say?
I said it won't if you keep saying that.
No, I'm
you
saying
know, you
that.
You know how it is. You got to be positive about it.
No, I got to say, the reason I'm saying that is so that, it's a thing. I'll explain to you later. But yeah,
I got you.
Yeah. So basically, that's what I think. It's a new record label, and it'll be like the hottest. Well, it is the hottest website out there right now for Undiscovered Talent. So yeah,
okay.
Basically, that's why I see it in 5 years. And then by that time, I'll have my master's degree, stuff like that, so I'll be more knowledgeable about certain things.
Right. I got you. Well, cool. Well, make sure you shout out your information. And let everyone know the website. And I know you don't really want to shout into my space like that, but, you know, whatever you want to shout out right now so people can contact you and get onto the site, really.
Okay. If you want your music heard on our radio show, you can email us at PricelessSwagMagazine@yahoo.com. You can also go to PricelessSwag.com, get an account with us as a promoter or artist or just a supporter. You can email me personally at PricelessSwagMagazine.com. Also, if you want to talk to me, I have a MySpace page, MySpace.com/S_Lane. That's LANE 06. Pretty much, just keep it priceless.
It was a pleasure talking to you. Hope you enjoyed yourself. Hope I wasn't too hard on you. I had to ask a couple tough questions.
All right, thank you.
Not a problem. You have a good one, all right?
You too.
All right, people, that was Miss PricelessSwag.com herself, Miss Shay Lane. Make sure I see that lady next time. Shay Lane. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. I definitely enjoyed putting it on for you. Definitely, I'm going to keep reiterating this probably 1,000 times. Please, ma'am, please, sir, if you can still register to vote, please do so. Log on to our site, hiphoparway.com. It's hiphoparway.com, or you can log directly to our radio page, wegotnow.hiphoparway.com. And a lot of people have been asking me recently where they can see archives of different shows or download a show after it's over. You can log on directly to wegotnow.hiphoparway.com, and you can download the show, or you can listen to the show on a pop-up player, either way. So make sure you guys do that. Very important. Also, let's see. Hubba Homecoming is coming up this week. For those of you from the DMV area, we will be all over the place. We're with Diddy on Saturday. We are with Kid Capri on Friday. And we have something with Maya on Friday. So we're having a good time. I'm definitely looking forward to enjoying myself this weekend. Hopefully I remember the weekend. And it's going to be a great weekend. And like I told you guys before, if you guys are members to our site, there's actually a community that we have. All you have to do is sign up. It takes about 3 minutes. We will be sending out special items if you're from the DMV area, so you can get in free here or discounted. It's kind of a difficult time to do it free, but you will be discounted at a lot of events. So make sure that you, if you haven't done so yet, please log on hiphoparway.com. Look to the right-hand side, and where it says join our community, just click on that, and you'll be able to join. Because one thing I told you guys before, we will soon be taking away anywhere anyone can sign in. we're going to start to have to be invited in. We're just working out the particulars on a few things. And that's for a reason, because we have a lot of special things going on, and everybody just can't be involved. It's like the firm, baby. But with that being said, I'm going to make my way out of here, but I am going to play a few drinks as we move out of here. Like I said, man, it's your man, C Major. We got next. We don't care who got next. Peace!
Baby, what's your deal? It's been 9 years.